Jennifer and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How are you feeling this morning? It is Thursday, heading into Friday tomorrow. Yeah.
Finally. Sorry, long week.
It was a short week.
Was it a short one?
Yeah, it was an extra long bank holiday because we had Good Friday and then
I didn't
Easter
have the
Monday.
Good Friday.
And who's planning that?
Yeah, I was in working for the man. It's okay, yeah, so it was a short week. Didn't feel like it. Oh God, next week's going to be a long one. I'm going to have to start taking some Mondays off.
Wait, what?
What? Yeah. You know it.
All right, we kicked off today's show with our survey says. Where was the answer though?
Okay, I love trying to figure out what a survey says answer is, and you can have a go as well by sending us a message on WhatsApp. 087-110-2107. That's handy to have in your number in your phone, isn't it?
Save it.
Buy it, use it, bring it, fix it, trash it, change it, and save it.
Okay, Dolo.
Yes, today's survey says 23% of people say this is the one food they always eat more of than they planned. What is it?
Oh, that's a good question.
One food. Like,
do you always eat more than one food? More than you plan to?
Most of the time. God, it has to be biscuits. You come down, you open a pack of biscuits, you say, right, I'll take two out. It's just never enough.
There is some biscuits that you have to eat or else they go stale really quickly, like a Jaffa cake, because they do go stale.
What do you mean? Eat the whole pack really quickly?
Like if you unseal it, it's just like the air gets in there and they're just like, ah, thanks for opening me. Can breathe and
yeah, but Jaffa cakes,
stale now.
They're only really...
air.
Yeah, they're only like half a real biscuit. You know what I mean? Because they're spongy.
Yeah.
So
it's got to be Jaffa cakes then. It's Jaffa cakes.
It's not. No.
God
it's
damn
not.
It.
When you open a packet of purple snacks, then is that the same thing?
No. That no. No. I savor my purple snacks. I try to limit that to three a day, if possible.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes. It's a little dessert.
And it's a three meal course.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. So I'm guilty of this, and that is like Pringles. Because literally whatever's inside
once
them,
you pop you can't stop
and that covers them because you literally can't stop and
no.
you don't feel full after a whole tube. I mean a whole tube.
So then you're on to the next.
Yeah. I haven't tried this flavour.
They're all the same flavours.
Pringles.
Yeah, there's only like three or four different flavours.
Una, oh my God, I want to bring you into a world of Pringles where you've got hundreds of flavours.
Stop.
Oh my God. I know we got your basic bia here in the supermarket shell, so you...
onion, sour cream and onion, ready salted.
Oh, then you got paprika, you got spicy, you got hot flaming, you got super cheesy. Pizza flavour is one of my favourites, actually. Oh. Pizza flavour.
Yeah. Where do these Pringles live? I have never seen them.
All around the world, Una.
Wow.
There's an American candy shop in Galway that does like loads of different flavours. Absolutely incredible.
Must pay a visit.
Let's go!
Yeah!
It's got to be Donald.
No, no. Can you stop talking about crisps now? It's not the answer now.
Okay, we need some guesses on 087 and 1102107. Did you hear that?
No, are you okay?
No, I'm all right. My neck just clicked and I went a bit dizzy. I'm okay, though.
Wow. 23%.
No sudden movements, everyone.
23% of people said this is the one food they always eat more of than they plan to. What is it?
087-110-2107. Our survey says this morning, here's a question.
23% of people said this is the most... Oh, no, that's the wrong one. 23% of people said this is the one food they always eat more of than they planned. What is it?
Okay. I'm going to go with something that I know I spoke about this when we were doing our Christmas show, Zuna, and I had an issue after Christmas dinner because I couldn't eat my Christmas dinner because of something that I overindulged in.
I remember.
And I thought I could eat more of this than I actually could. And then I realised that there is a big L in my world, which is called lactose intolerant. And that was cheese.
Yeah. No, it's not the answer.
Oh, God damn it.
I had a block of cheese last night and then I realised, oh, no, yeah.
You had a load of cheese last night?
What kind?
Yesterday afternoon. It was Comté.
Oh,
what's
nice.
Good? All right,
it's nice.
I love me cheeses. I love a cheddar, a grated cheddar. Mm. I love a grated mozzarella, buffalo mozzarella.
You're pretty basic.
But I do like a halloumi.
Oh, halloumi's savage. That's
nice. Grilled on the barbecue.
Grilled.
Oh,
yes.
Amazing.
Stop it, lads.
Stop.
Should we finish up now? Go get some halloumi.
Yes. Well, Sarah has been in touch. She said, hi, guys. Is the answer cheese? I love cheese. Cheese makes me happy. I would gladly eat nothing but cheese for the rest of my life. Anything from an easy single to a block of brie. Drooling now. Did I say I love cheese? Stinkier, the better.
There's something thrilling about cheese when you unwrap it from plastic like an easy single.
God. Did I tell you that time I spent €9 on a block of cheese?
Jesus.
Oh, God, it was worth it.
I think just pausing for that moment was worth it for anyone listening.
What cheese did you get for €9?
It was this creamy deliciousness. It wasn't brie exactly.
Was it a camembert?
Could have been it was a French camembert. I got it from
It was a camembert.
Camembert. But I had it with apple and crackers and grapes. Jesus. And some grape juice. Yeah, that was a good
night. Grape juice.
Yeah, good night. That was a good night.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's...
Best night to spend in your own, Una.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't have to share your wheel of cheese.
Yeah.
All right. It's not cheese. Okay,
no.
087-102-107. Here's the question.
23% of people say this is the one food they always eat more of than they plan to. What is it?
087-102-107. Okay, the question from Donald this morning is...
23% of people say this is the one food they always eat more of than they plan to. What is it?
Lorraine in Sligo says bread.
Oh yeah.
I'm completely with you, Lorraine.
Yeah. What's your go-to bread? Anybody got a go-to bread?
I love a crusty roll.
Sourdough.
Yeah,
or
big
something.
Sourdough person at the moment.
You make your own sourdough?
No, because we still haven't made
the mother dough.
Yeah, I need to get that sorted, or somebody else needs to do it for me.
Just buy it in the shop.
The mother?
No.
Get your mothers.
Is the answer pasta? I can never judge pasta and put on enough to feed an army, Laura.
That is a problem. A universal problem.
I learned a very easy trick with pasta. It was so if you're doing fusilli, like, you know, the kind of twisty one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just put that in a bowl that you're going to have, and maybe half fill it, that'll do you. That's you.
For one person.
Yeah, so half fill the bowl because you know the way it expands.
Yeah, but then you could be hungry and you could be kicking yourself for not putting more in. It's always your safe bet. Look, just chuck it all in.
Put too much on, that's the main thing.
Yeah. All right, okay. That's my message.
Do you weigh
your spaghetti before you put it on? Huh? Come on, you must weigh your spaghetti.
I do not weigh my spaghetti.
50 grams per person.
Per serving, yeah.
So, but it's really hard to weigh it on a weighing scale. He's falling off. So I was just like, ding, put it in a pint glass on top of the weighing scales so it stands up there.
Well, aren't you a clever clog?
I am.
Yeah, well, what are you doing weighing your... Why are you weighing your spaghetti?
Because that's the weight per person. That's how you do it.
So if you're cooking for six people, you say, what's 50 multiplied by 5?
You don't just lob it all in.
No.
You need to let your hair down, man, and live your life.
Una, I'm a living cost of living crisis. I don't have your wage of a news journalist.
Well, we're not at the wig as a news journalist.
It cost me €1,200 a month and better.
The bread was very close, though. The right answer is 23% of people always eat more of this than they plan to. It's toast. So just toast that bread I'll have another slice. I'll put 4 on because there's 4 prongs.
Sourdough toasted. Like, do you know what?
A white slice pan toasted.
That's
with the butter melted in.
Ooh. But like, what happened to somebody that they made bread and went, I might leave that in a bit longer, and then they've got toast. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, genius.
Absolute genius. Like, toast is better than sliced bread. Simple as that. Mm. Let me lift you with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. It was a different time in the studio today. There was no eggs.
No, there was no eggs. Because I'm taking a stance now. All the abuse that I get every morning, I'm just like, do you know what? It's not worth it. I'm just going to stand outside here in the cold and eat my eggs all alone in a bit of peace and quiet. There's a bit of peace and quiet where I don't have someone insulting me and giving out to me and make me feel really bad for having a good diet enriched with protein.
So at the end of the day, I won. So there's no eggs in studio.
What do you mean you won?
Because you don't have eggs in studio, so it doesn't stink of eggs.
What do you mean you won? What kind of language is that to use? And do you know what? They both, Donal and Cooper, ganged up on me this morning and they accused me of being moody. They said I would sound like I was in a mood because I suggested something, because I made a suggestion to make something better going forward. But, I was in a mood, moody. So that was that. Yeah.
I was just queuing up the music and like that song. Why are you always in the mood? And I laughed at you.
Yeah, and
that's
then,
all I did.
No, you said, "Oh, you're getting all up in my face." And Donal said, "Well, you sound like you're in a mood." And I'm like, "This is typical men. I'm not in a mood. I am just making a suggestion, and I have a right to be heard."
Eggs or no eggs?
Eggs or no eggs? Yeah, I think I'm going to start bringing the eggs back into studio.
No, I have a letter here. And it reads, please tell Una not to bring eggs into the studio, everyone. And that includes the listeners.
Yeah, whatever.
They can smell it through the radio.
Yeah, okay,
it?
Fine, Grant. That's brilliant. Fine, that's fine.
We were talking to Gary from Cavan and he is having a go at Rhyme It this morning. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Representing Cavan this morning, a skilled labourer. Good morning, Jerry. How are you? Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Not too bad.
I'm having an issue reading today.
Grand. I've been called worse, getting Jerry's not too bad.
I know, I've a list of names here that people have called you. Let's go through them from A to B. Come here. Gary, have you been affected by any of the protests, the fuel protests in the last couple of days?
No, thank God. I was babysitting the young lad. Off there with creche was closed this week for Easter.
Oh, whose kid were you babysitting?
My own.
That's called parenting. Stop babysitting. Come on. Gary's babysitting this weekend. He's bringing somebody else's children to the Mario movie.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, that should be good. Did you see the last Mario movie?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, no, looking forward to it. So,
yeah,
something to keep them happy. Anyhow,
that's what it's all about. Yeah. Keep your children happy.
That's it.
When you're babysitting them,
that's it.
You're heading to a wedding though soon.
Yeah, we're going to a wedding now next weekend in Darren Island.
How are you feeling about it?
Hopefully sure we don't get stranded over there or something. But looking forward to it.
There could be worse places to be
fabulous
stranded.
Fabulous place to be stranded. Yeah. That'd be class.
And you know what? That is something I intend on doing during the summer, is going to the Aran Islands, because I have never in my life been. And I need... You've never
right,
been.
Yeah,
never
no, been. I was over. Yeah, and I was supposed to be... I was on the biggest one now. It's nice. Yeah, when you get the weather, it's lovely.
Well, hopefully you get the weather.
Hopefully, yeah. Send a bit that way next weekend.
We're all hoping that you get the weather, Gary. All right, we are going to play Rhyme It. What is the score that you've got to beat this morning? Is it six? Was it that was the score?
Six yesterday.
I think it's
yeah.
Something like that.
Okay, so we're going to give you a word. You got to rhyme every answer with that word. Are you ready to hear your word?
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
Your word, Gary, is most. M-O-S-T.
Most. Okay, most. All right.
You're 30 seconds starting now.
In the morning, I usually have a slice of what?
Toast.
I didn't win, but I came what?
Pass.
I'm better at parking than most people, but I don't like to what?
Oh, man.
Got to pass.
Pass.
He kicked
again,
the
yeah.
ball towards the net, but he hit the what?
Post.
When I stayed in a haunted house, I swear I saw a what?
Ghost.
When I'm feeling unwell, I tell people I've got a what?
Time's up.
Ah, nice.
Gary.
This is that brutal again.
Well, that was a bit brutal, wasn't
Sarah.
It?
Sure, Lucas.
You passed on two. Let's go. I didn't win, but I came what?
Close.
Yeah.
I'm better at parking than most people, but I don't like to what? Boast.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. I know it is you that's not great at parking.
Hey!
It is.
Are you talking to Cooper there, Gary?
No.
He's talking to you.
He's definitely not talking to me. He's seen the videos.
I am an excellent parker. I'm very good. I shouldn't have to defend my parking like this.
That's what put me off.
I also have a funny feeling we might have to try and bring on again, because we're going to get people coming on saying that close doesn't rhyme with most.
Ah, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Defend yourself.
No, yeah, there could be an argument to be made. Yeah. If we can come on next week, Gary, we can have you back on next week. Yeah,
that's no bother at all.
But you're not to slag my parking if you come on again.
I know, do, Gary. Yeah.
Gary, we'll send you a daily update of Una's parking. You can see how...
Yeah.
And also, come here, we'll get you on next week and give us a review of the Super Mario 2 movie as well, will you?
I will indeed, no problem.
The kids to do it. Get them to go, come up with like a two-sentence review of how amazing or bad it was, all right?
No problem.
We'll send them a
Have a good weekend.
All right, cheers, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Look after yourself.
100%. Cheers, thanks.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go. That's how you play or not play Rhyme It. And if you want to have a go yourself and play Rhyme It, all you got to do is send us a message on WhatsApp, 087-110-2107. We just had Gary from Cavan on, a skilled labourer from Cavan. And he came on, he was playing Rhyme It. He didn't do too well, but he is going to come on again next week and get his kids to do a review of the Super Mario 2 movie, which sounds good. But he did slag you about your parking.
He did.
You got very defensive.
I did. But then I remembered.
Hang on.
Maybe the man has a point. So,
just by the way, the music that we put on when Una talks about her parking, it's called The Buffoon Bed.
Okay, go.
So, last week, when I parked, I didn't really notice that I was actually on one of the lines. I wasn't quite inside it. The wheels were on the white line, right?
You thought you were playing rugby and say, this is a try.
Yeah, that exactly. And you know this car park gets really, really full.
Every Tuesday, Thursday, very, very full.
Yeah, so it was last Thursday. So when I finished work, you see, I drive into a car parking space. I don't reverse in.
This is very true.
So...
You're a busy mum.
I'm a busy mum, so I just drive in. Anyway, when I was trying to reverse it out last Thursday, I couldn't quite do it because I would have hit off the car to my left. So the man got out of the car, who was sitting in the car, and he was like, straighten the car up, straighten the car. No, go right, turn her left. Go on, go back straight, go on. Yeah, so this went on anyway for ages and he was getting really flustered. No, I said straighten her up. Until eventually I got out, and then at the end I was like, thanks very much.
Oh, God.
I was there for ages. I just wasn't doing it properly, and I was kind of looking at him through and he was looking at me, kind of rolling the eyes going, what is she trying to do? So then eventually he got out of the car and kind of started barking at me, but I'm glad he did because I was able to reverse.
If you park properly in the first place.
Yeah. Can't say that.
Oh, you can?
No. Okay.
That is really rude. And I thought I had parked properly. I didn't realise. I didn't realise I was on the white line and not inside it.
Okay.
It makes a big difference, you know, Cooper. Yeah.
Funny up until now. And I think an actual intervention is needed.
No.
We are going to leave pieces of paper in your windshield and it's going to be a scoring system of how badly you've parked. Or how well you've parked.
How dare you? You keep away from my car. You don't touch my car.
Somebody has suggested it's like the Garda Traffic Department. Anyway, if you spot Una out and about, do leave a message on her windshield saying how good.
Say hi. Yeah. Are you
on my TV? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Only moments ago before we listen to our Rhyme It game, you got something off your chest. And we encourage people to get something off their chest on a daily.
Yeah, exactly. So I got off my chest that Dolan Cooper ganged up on me this morning and told me that I was moody, that I sounded like I was in a mood because I made a suggestion, a good suggestion to make something sound better for the show. Doing my job, you know, the thing that I get paid to do. But
Very well.
I was, there you go, being all plum awesome me now. So they hurt my feelings. But I'm getting it off my chest. And I feel better for getting it off my chest.
Yeah, and you can get things off your chest as well. You can send us a message on 087-110-2107. Get it off your chest. What is it that you need to get off your chest? You need to vent something. Is there something that's bothering you? You're thinking, you know what? I'm going to tell Cooper and Una all about this. And they might be able to sort me out or get some advice from everybody on 087-110-2107. What's going on this morning,
Una?
So
this is from Shane in Newbridge. He says, hi, guys. I need to get this off my chest because it's starting to wreck my head. My girlfriend takes hours to get ready. And no matter what time we say we're leaving, we always end up late. Like, I'll tell her the exact time we need to be somewhere. She'll have loads of time to get ready. Mm-hmm. And then last minute, it's, I might change my top. Or she's adding more hair bits and bobs. Or just gets completely sidetracked and suddenly we're running way behind. We came to blows slightly recently about it. We were going to a live music gig and we ended up getting there an hour late and weren't even allowed in. I was raging, but I didn't want to cause a big argument either. The thing is, I really, really like her. This is honestly the only issue. I just don't know how to bring it up without sounding like I'm having a go. Is there a way to handle this without it turning into a row? Help, please. God, men are so sticky about time.
Oh my God.
No, seriously. Just relax.
I wasn't expecting that.
I thought
you were going to come with advice for this poor lad. God, men are so sticky about time.
My advice is like, chill out. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
They missed a gig, Una.
Okay, well, all right. No, I get that. I get that.
You don't.
Yeah, I know I do. I do. But it's only a gig. You can always go to another one.
Yeah, it's only a gig. Imagine that now. Imagine I'd be like, man, Una, we got a way to take it to go
okay,
to
Okay, okay, fine.
No. Fine. So, yeah, it's not only a gig. All gigs are equal.
Yeah, you see, I don't know. I'm kind of on her side a little bit.
Okay, 087-110-2107. I did not expect this from you at all. Actually, you know,
why?
I'm surprised. Yeah, yeah. But it's kind of like, what are you doing? It's if you know that you have to leave at 5 p.m.
Yeah, so like
leave at 5.
Yeah, but there's
don't start getting
there's
ready
a,
at
there's
5.
Always a 20-minute window. There's always
no,
a 20-minute.
Ah,
there is in life. There's a 20-minute window. There is. Come on.
Okay, right. We're leaving at 20 to 5.
Yes, but that could be 22 to 5, or it could go to 20 past 5.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, we're leaving at 4.
Then it could be 20 past 4 then.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, there is the answer. You tell her whatever
the wrong time.
Yeah, you tell her the wrong time. Actually, my friends used to do this to me.
Yeah.
So you'd say it's an hour earlier than what it actually is, so she'll get out in time.
Yeah, I do that with my sister all the time. She was down on Friday for dinner. She's like, what time's dinner? Dinner in our house is always 6 o'clock. And I'm like, because Elizabeth's got football, did it? We're doing dinner at 5. She arrived at 6:30.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I love your sister. She knew you were lying to her.
But there has to be another way of actually, because if this is obviously an ongoing issue for this person, that his girlfriend is always late. It's always taking her too long to get ready. And sure, you might turn up and the thing would be over. You know, you might miss your booking or your reservation or something. Just because...
No, you don't. If you always ring ahead, restaurants are sound like that. They are like, if you just tell them you're going to be 20 minutes, half an hour late, they're all like, oh, no problem.
All right, let's do that scenario. I'll be the restaurant. Okay, you ring me, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Coopers.
Hi, Coopers. Listen...
I just put my restaurant music on. Hello,
Hi,
Coopers.
Hi, Coopers. This is Una here. Me and the 10 of us that were supposed to be there at 6 o'clock were actually being held up.
So what name was it booked under?
It was booked under O'Carroll. So
how do you spell that?
O-C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Sorry, could you slow down a bit? Sorry.
Oh, my God.
O-C...
I've never encountered someone as difficult.
O-C...
A-R-R-O-L-L.
For 6 people?
10 people.
10 people.
So,
what time?
We were supposed to be there at 6, but there's
okay,
been...
Okay, yes. Oh, sorry, I see it here now. Yeah, 6 o'clock. It's now... So what, you'll be here in 5 minutes?
No, there's a flat tire. So the taxi, or the minibus has had to stop on the road. So there's...
sorry, can we do a video call so we can see the evidence of this, please?
Evidence! I'll take my business elsewhere.
There you go, restaurants. People like you are blatantly lying to you and wasting your time.
But sure, they're all sound.
So the kitchen closes in 2 hours.
The kitchen, okay, that's fine. 2 hours. We only need like an hour to eat. We're fast eaters.
An hour to eat?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what should this person do? His girlfriend is taking way too long to get ready. It's obviously driving him absolutely mad. 087-110-2107. What's your advice on this? Get it off your chest. Get it off your chest. This is a situation where a person is... had enough with his other half. Is always taking way too long to get ready, and Una's like, what about it?
Yeah, so Shane is moaning that his girl, his girlfriend takes ages to get ready and it's driving him mad. And they're always late wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't want to cause an argument, but it's really driving him crazy.
Well, the best thing is not to get, because we none of us like confrontation, especially in relationships. So the best way to do is actually to vent it on the radio.
Yeah.
And we'll do it for you.
Yeah. Exactly.
087-102-107. Have you, has anyone else experienced this in their own life? I'd like to hear about, like, if you've had this issue and how you actually resolved it.
Good morning, everyone. There's a simple answer.
There you go. Craig and Offaly's got the simple answer.
Just tell her you're leaving an hour or so before the actual time you're meant to leave.
That's the general.
Shane. Simple solution. Tell her that she needs to be ready 45 minutes before the actual event. Simple. Come on, man.
So that might work for a short amount of time. Then she might actually cop on, saying, hang on a sec, we're early. We're early. What's going on? So I think you like being late. That's the thing.
Why would I like being late? It just happens sometimes.
Because it makes it about you, Una.
What do you mean it makes it about me?
It's the whole going out about you. It's kind of like, I was fussing over me not being ready. Did you hear that, girl? She was fussing over me. Now it's, oh my God.
No, they don't. They don't give it out to me. Yeah, I just think if you're... Just chill out a little bit more. And just, you know, like, just stop where you are. Just feel your body, feel the seat you're sitting in, and just let it all go.
I think this guy would prefer if maybe his girlfriend hurried up and she was the one feeling his body.
Untighten your jaw. Let your shoulders roll back. And just be like, okay, she's getting ready. That's all good. I'm going to take this time to do something for me. So I'm going to go into the toilet and go on my phone, or you could watch something on the TV.
Fires up the console, starts a campaign of Call of Duty, and it's kind of like she'd be like, "Man, we're going to be late." I'm in the middle, literally live now on a Call of Duty game. We're in a campaign.
No, so, don't be petty like that.
But no, maybe you need to go to that level, or maybe turn it into a game where
a game. You sort of spicy things up.
Yeah, I'm going to spice things up. So there you are. It's called the. So you get a timer, a countdown timer on your phone, and you'd be like, "All right, we're now into 30 seconds to finish the mascara. Here we go." And then do a commentary, and there she is. She has taken it off. She has twisted around to make sure there's not too much residue mascara on the end of the brush. She's going in for now. Left eye, the first little bit of a whirl and twirl. Oh, she's done a good job. Oh no, she's got her eyeball. It's gone to shot now. She's got her eyeball. The tears are coming down the left cheek. The left cheek has now dripped onto her dress. Her dress is now stained with tears, and it's looking like we're going to have a finish line. And oh God, no. She needs to find something new to wear.
Yeah, Shane, if you're listening, definitely don't do that, because she will break up with you.
Another advice we'd love to hear from you. What's going on? It's Cooper Noonan. Get it off your chest. Get ready. On time. That's the situation this morning, isn't it, Una?
Yeah, so Shane is absolutely raging at his girlfriend because she takes ages to get ready, apparently, and they always end up being late for things. Like recently, they were late to a music gig and they weren't allowed in, so he was seething, but he doesn't want to cause a big argument either, because they kind of have come to blows about it, and he doesn't want it to end up in a big argument. But it's still something that's really, really annoying him.
You don't seem the issue with it, do you?
I'm just like, I just think Shane needs to just... Oh, breathe, you know, just breathe, chill, and see the positives. Try and see the positives in this, Shane, okay? So while she's getting ready, you do something for you. Go and make a cup of tea. Dunk a bicky in it. Do you know what I mean? Take some pleasure for you in the moments where she's getting ready. And just, we all need to breathe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just chill. Okay. Think about your blood pressure, Shane.
If he needs to lower his blood pressure, he just needs to dump her then.
What?
What?
No, that's really bad advice.
I'm reading that off something. 087-1102-107.
He doesn't want to seem like he's having a go. He is having a go, and he should have a go.
Oh, go on, Robbie.
Wait till she wants to do something, like meet up with her friends or go for dinner or meet her family or something like that. And then he starts clipping his toenails just before he has to go out the door, or plucking nose hairs or something like that. Just
Give her the ick before he needs to go out.
Give her the ick before you go out.
Spent all that time getting nice.
Why would you do that? Give it the ick before you go out. Oh my God. I mean, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face there, aren't you?
He's cutting his nose hairs.
Oh God. So there's some things in life that I think everyone needs to do in private. I mean, unless you're comfortable enough to be but plucking your nose hairs in front of, you know what I mean? It's not very sexy though, is it?
It really isn't.
No.
But I suppose he needs to get his point across.
Yeah, okay. I'm not down with that advice. Lorraine says, I can't understand people who are late all the time. It's so disrespectful. I actually get anxiety if I think I'm going to be late. You're wasting other people's time and that is just not acceptable. Shane, I dump her. Whoa! Oh, Lorraine!
My God. I did not expect that.
Harsh, harsh.
I think just have a chat to her saying, listen, come on, this is taking the mic now.
Well, is there any other people who are on Lorraine's stance who are just like, feel very strongly about not being on time and people who are late or disrespectful? Or is there someone like other people out there like me that just like,
do you know, if you know you're going to be late?
Oh, I'll ring ahead.
No. Are you just like, so what? Like, whatever. I'm late. So, like, just say somebody's... Just say we're going to an event, yeah, and I'm waiting on you.
Yeah.
And you're just all like, yeah, cool. I'm like, well, I'm downstairs now here waiting for you. Where are you? Is there a care in the world that you're just like, well, I'm not
no,
ready
No,
I'll
yet. Tell you, there is, right? Because I work best under pressure. So I'll just lounge around in my pyjamas reading my book for a while and then... When I know that I really have to get the skids on, then I'll start going. Okay. Do you know? Yeah, and I'll say to you, I'll be down in 10 minutes, but I'll be down in 20. So
that's
it's just
real
a,
insight
just a
little, into how you think now.
Just a little white lie. Yeah. A little white lie.
So we know now in future when we're waiting on you that you're sitting up there just lounging about. Somebody's having an issue with their late girlfriend. And I mean, as in they're taking too long to get ready and they're always late.
Shane is cracking up because his missus just takes ages to get ready or... She's just kind of... she's never on time and they missed a gig recently and he's really annoyed about it, but he doesn't want confrontation or to create, like, he doesn't want an argument between them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just looking for some advice, and has anyone else been in a situation like this and how do they deal with it?
087-1102-107.
Oh, she's late for things. What's the rush like?
Well, the fact that if there's something on at a certain time, I think that's what the rush is.
Okay, for the concert or whatever it was, yeah, okay, I get that.
Okay.
Maybe you should have said it.
What? Said what?
When you were going out the door, say, come on, don't have time for this now. We'll be late.
Well, I think it's a case that he's having this issue all the time that his girlfriend is late constantly.
But, like, what's the panic? Like, Jesus.
You paid for tickets for something, you're going to be late.
Wherever you're going, maybe she's nervous.
Okay.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she's nervous going to see these people. Maybe they're your friends. Maybe it's your family. Maybe she doesn't want to really go to where you're taking her.
Oh, never thought about that.
That she doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
And that's why she's kind of taking her time and dawdling.
I suppose then that's where it comes down to, like, with relationships, communication is key. If you don't want to go to something, just say it, saying, do you know what, I don't want to go to that.
And okay, also, if that's key, then Shane, just go up and just say, listen, it really stresses me out, the fact that you're always late. Is there something, is that maybe something you think you could work on? And Debbie's in Leash, she says, Shane, man up, enough said.
If that was just the answer to any time anybody wanted to get it off their chest, I'm having this issue with my girlfriend, man up, Shane. And getting it off your chest this morning, I suppose, is it a big issue? Well, this person seems to be having an issue with his girlfriend who's taking forever to get ready.
She's constantly perpetually late and they miss out on things. Like, they missed out on a gig recently because they were an hour late because she was getting ready, and they did have a little fight about it already, and he doesn't want it to grow into something bigger. Yeah. But it is genuinely really, really bothering him.
Yeah. Bridget, so good morning. How are you?
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you reckon is the situation here? What advice would you give if you've ever been in this situation?
Well, yeah, sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm the one who's late.
What's your excuse?
I was listening and he's that annoyed he's on the radio talking about it. So that's going to have an effect on the relationship, because even if he, hasn't said anything, she'll feel it off him, this annoyance,
Yeah, energy is everything.
Yeah, and I just think if he really likes likes her and they get on well, well, this is just a little thing, you know. Or if he can't cope with that, then, you know, he needs to leave the relationship because it's not fair on her then or on him, because she's just being herself and he's being himself, but he's in charge of his emotional reaction. And he can decide, will I be annoyed for the night or will I enjoy it when we get there?
Oh my God, I love it. He is in charge of his own emotional reaction. Take some responsibility, Shane, for yourself. So we basically just turned all this around to Shane and tell him he needs to chill out.
Bridget, life is hard enough, like.
Bridget, you're so right. Wise words. Life is hard enough.
Life is hard enough. So why spend time taking too long to get ready and keeping everybody getting late?
Why spend time being bothered and annoyed and creating bad energy because you're a little bit late? Just chill out.
Turn this into an energy thing.
But it is energy.
No, but it is energy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's vibes, is. Man. And Shane's vibes are going to be low.
Okay,
low.
All right. Well, how about we go, hey, everyone chill.
Yeah, Shane, right. Eat some cheese, man.
Eat cheese?
Yeah, just do something nice for himself while he's waiting. Like, eat some cheese and just, you know, look at the positives. Sorry. Take the positives out of every situation. Bridget, you're an absolute legend. Great words of advice.
Thank you so much for coming on.
You're excellent. Have love an amazing listening day. To you.
Thanks very much. We love having you on. Cheers.
Bye, Bridget. Bye-bye. Bye.
There you go. 087 1102 107. Some sound piece of advice coming in.
Tell Shane to grow a pair of. Right, if you to be ready for a certain time, get in the car or taxi, drive off and leave her home. She'll learn a lesson then. If she wants to be on time and go with you, she'll go with you.
There is that kind of like, I'll teach you a lesson, I'll just leave without you type thing. Like Big Dave, my father-in-law, will do that. If you're getting a lift to the airport, he will purposely drive to the airport without you, park the car, go up to the arrivals desk or departures desk and say, yeah. That'll learn them.
Oh my God.
He would do that. That's guaranteed.
That is absolutely off the charts, Petty. Oh my God.
I love it.
Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We learned that something amazing happened in Meath. And Una, yeah, this is brilliant. This is because you came up with an idea, and that is to honour other celebrities and well-known people around the country to have a bust made of them.
Yeah, I think we should have a bust party. Do you know what I mean?
I'm in.
Yeah, busty party for every county. So we found out that Meath has Ashburn, I think the town is, yes, has been given a new bust of Johnny Logan, leather-clad Johnny. Absolute legend.
He is an absolute legend. I did a gig with him once.
Go away.
Yeah, yeah.
What was he like?
It was a corporate gig. Lovely guy. Absolutely lovely guy. It was fantastic. Brilliant performer. What an entertainer.
What an entertainer. You should remix one of his songs.
Okay.
Hold me now.
Who sings that?
Johnny Logan.
Well, let's leave him singing.
Let's leave him sing it. Oh, yeah. So anyway, there he is again, being mean to the, being mean. So I came up with other famous people for other counties that what bus the county should get, essentially.
Come here, big celebrations going on in
Meath, in Ashburn. Ashburn's after getting a new bust.
An upgrade.
Oh, yeah. Yep, the bust. It's a bust of old leather pants himself, Johnny Logan. Oh, Johnny. He's a meme now, isn't he? Absolute legend. Yeah. Love his tunes. So I'm just thinking, well, the two that everyone knows.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, like, it's not fair that Meath get a bust. Why can't the rest of the counties have a bust?
Bring it on.
Bring it on. So I've been thinking about all the counties and the bust that I would bring to the counties.
All right, hit me.
So Longford. Moore Higgins, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Leitrim, our very own, the finest, Dave Duke.
Dave Duke. Yeah.
Mayo, Garen Noon.
Garen Noon, oh yes.
Follow me, I'm delicious.
That should be on the plaque as well underneath it, yeah.
You certainly are.
Maybe it should be a movable bust, so it moves around, so basically like, so when you go there. It's
follow me, I'm delicious.
Oh yeah, very good. Galway. Michael D. Roscommon, we're going Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. Westmeath, Niall Horan.
Yeah.
Or perhaps Brezzy. Now, they have a bust already.
Joe.
Joe, yeah. But if they were to get another one, probably go to Niall.
They could put... So Joe's standing there with his arms out, isn't he? Why don't they put Niall Horan on...
And Brezzy on the other side.
Like sitting on his arms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Having a hug. That's a good idea. Now, in Loud, this is controversial.
Mm.
Well, I'm going to go Jim Corr, right? Because the rest of the Corr ladies get all of the attention.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not fair on Jim. Give Jim some love.
How about all of them?
Okay, all of them then. Yeah, fine. Yeah. If we just had to pick one, I was going to say give it to Jim.
No, give it to them.
In Monaghan, it has to be Tommy Bow.
It is Tommy Bow!
It's just so you can go over and rub him for luck.
Yeah. Now, there is another lady, Katrina Balfe, Outlander actress. Love her.
Oh, yeah.
Girl crush on her. She's from Monaghan as well.
Fantastic, yeah.
Cavan, Nevin Maguire.
Yeah.
Chef, yeah.
Absolutely.
Donegal's got to be Wee Daniel.
I want to dance with you.
Ooh, yeah.
Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented.
Dancing flow.
I just want to dance with you.
That tune slaps hard. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. It slaps hard. Offaly, it's got to go to Shane Lowry, my man.
Yeah.
He's over at the Masters now. And Sligo, it's got to go to all of the Westlife lads.
Oh, yeah. We got a little. All of them, even Nicky.
Yeah.
Should he not get one in Dublin?
Should he? Oh. No, he can be an adopted son of Sligo.
All right, okay.
Okay.
All right, nice call, Una.
Thank
that's
you.
That's a good choice for the bus to go up. And you can go and, I suppose, see Johnny Logan's one and give it a rub for good luck.
I wonder did they put the... Oh, it's just a bust, so the leather pants won't be there.
The leather jacket's there.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And there was Breakfast Rolled. Mood or no mood, you got it.
Yeah. But there he is again, calling me moody. Calling me moody. You did,
I
yeah.
Didn't.
That is not allowed. I am not in a mood. Next they're going to ask me if I'm on my period.
We talked about that yesterday. And if you missed it, you can listen back to all our podcasts on the Go Loud app.
He's frightened of talking about periods.
Something. No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Something that Una named we're doing on the show tomorrow, and I cannot wait for this. Spits and giggles.
Spits and giggles.
All right, that is on the show tomorrow. 6 till 10 a.m. We'll see you on iRadio.
Bye.